Enhancing more success. Welcome again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. For the past 3 years now, the Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program has been truly a bright spot for the state's farmers who have had some challenging issues during that time frame, especially from this past year's extreme weather conditions.
Well, we've been pleased that even in what's been a devastating year, that farmers are stepping up to the plate. They're willing to make the kind of investments that they need to improve their farm operation. We're glad to be a partner to that. We've already committed in just 6 months about $25 million to help about 8,200 farmers across the state make some key strategic investments, and that's what the program is there for, and we want to be a partner with those farmers.
Tennessee Department of Agriculture spokesman Tom Womack says the governor's budget once again includes some $26 million for this cost-share program this year, and they have just found out that funding is back available for one of the most popular programs, the animal feed storage program.
We had so much demand that we had a lot of producers on hold, but now because we've been able to make some adjustments, we're able to approve those farmers that up until now have just been placed on hold. That represents several hundred farmers that now will be approved to make those feed storage equipment purchases.
Womack says farmers can also take advantage of the Ag Resources Conservation Fund.
That provides cost share dollars to farmers to help with alternative watering systems, to help improve water quality, and to prevent soil erosion. So if a farmer wanted to install an alternative watering system, maybe a self-waterer, maybe some spring development, we're able to help if they'll go to their local soil conservation district, in some cases to provide up to 75% cost share to help with those projects.
Some great cost share programs available for Tennessee farmers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.